Jerry Orbach, who starred in the NBC cop drama Law and Order, has died of prostate cancer at the age of 69. The actor had been undergoing treatment for the disease since last spring. NPR's Gloria Hillard has a look back at his career.
Many knew Jerry Orbach as the somewhat rumpled and seen-it-all detective Lenny Briscoe on NBC's Law and Order.
That's what it was when I was here. Everybody worked 60 hours a week. Nobody had a nickel.
Same as today, except now they're black and Spanish.
In New York City. You don't like the neighborhood? Wait 10 minutes.
The veteran actor started out as a song and dance man. He was born in the Bronx to a father who worked in vaudeville and mother who was a radio singer, and made his stage debut as a teenager. His first of many legendary roles, both on and off Broadway, came in 1960, when he was the first to play El Gallo in the hit musical The Fantastics.
Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and cowl fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow.
He won a Tony Award in 1969 for the show Promises, Promises, and was nominated for his roles in Guys and Dolls and Chicago. New York Times columnist Frank Rich was chief drama critic for the newspaper from 1980 to 1983. He says it was Orbach's been around the New York block honed cynicism that helped the actor transition from stage to screen.
He wasn't a cookie cutter kind of leading man. He was a leading man, but he wasn't plastic. He wasn't a crooner. He had these rough edges about him that allowed him to make a transition into movies and television that almost no other musical comedy leading man of his period was able to do.
His roles on the small screen include The Golden Girls and Murder, She Wrote. Among his film credits are Dirty Dancing and Last Exit to Brooklyn. In the Disney film Beauty and the Beast, Orbach was the voice of the animated candlestick and sang the film's Academy Award-nominated song, Be Our Guest.
Try the gray stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France. And a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your menu, take a glance, and then you'll be our guest. We our guest, be our guest.
Woody Allen cast Orbach as a street-smart hoodlum in the film Crimes and Misdemeanors. In a 1989 Fresh Air interview, Terry Gross asked the actor if there were people in his life who served as an inspiration for the character.
Oh, yes. A lot of people that I've known over the years, guys from the garment business, even guys from the arts, from the movie business. And it's not really a conglomeration or a compilation of different people. It's my observations that sort of sink into me. So it's a facet of me. You know, it's not really me, but it's somebody that I could be for a minute.
During his 12 seasons in the ensemble cast of Law & Order, Orbach received one Emmy nomination and seven Screen Actors Guild nominations. Orbach left the show last spring and had begun shooting on a series spinoff for NBC scheduled to debut in 2005. In a release statement, Dick Wolf, the show's executive producer, said the actor will be remembered as a legendary figure of stage, screen, and television. Broadway's marquee lights were dimmed for 1 minute tonight in memory of the star. Gloria Hillard, NPR News.
Deep in December, it's nice to remember. Without a hurt, the heart is hollow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember. The fire of September that made us mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow.